Hey, Southern Fried listeners. I've got your next podcast obsession to share with you today. The show is called Witnessed, Mystic Mother, and the story follows the rise and fall of the Phoenix Goddess Temple, which for years claimed to offer seekers healing through sensual touch. But when an outsider exposes what's happening behind closed doors, the temple unknowingly welcomes in a new kind of seeker. Undercover detectives. What some saw as a spiritual home, the state saw as a brothel operating under the guise of religious freedom. So what happens when your religious beliefs might be against the law? Check out a preview for this awesome show right now.
If you drive down 24th Street in Central Phoenix, past the car wash and the pawn shop and the fast food drive-thrus, you'll come across a nondescript office building on the west side of the road. Nestled between the bustling traffic and a wide, slow-moving canal, there's a place that many once considered an oasis.
When you walk in, there's a big picture of a goddess, and she's standing with her legs open, I think her hands up in the air, and the sunlight was coming right through her genital area, like just big bursts of light.
It was all dim lights and pastel colors and candles and incense and goddess statues and the sounds of falling water, little fountains and that sort of thing.
I think there was about 8 rooms, but each room was different and had its own name.
They were the colors of the chakras.
The orange room was the Hindu room. The rainbow room was the Persian room.
Everything was swathed in crepey cloths, and it was really very serene, peaceful.
So there were some different areas where they go and pray. The ceiling was painted with sky, just really beautiful. And the massage tables were gorgeous. They had lights underneath and lots of sheer fabric, and maybe sometimes they'd twinkle.
This is Rebecca Carrara. And one day in 2011, she was at the Phoenix Goddess Temple in one of those rooms with the massage table and a man.
And he was kind of uncomfortable, like, what do I do? And everything. And I talked to him for a little bit, so I made him feel comfortable. And I said, just lay on your stomach. See, what I wore is like G-string underwear and like a sheer wrap that tied above my breasts. And I remember taking my sheer cloth off and running on his body. And I hadn't even got the oil or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, I looked over and I saw light, like a flashlight underneath the door, like going back and forth, a flashlight. And I thought, who's out there? Then I heard, bam, 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 open up, police. And the guy's like, he goes, what should I do? I said, put your clothes on. And then they pretty much bang the door open. On the ground.
A SWAT team enters in full gear, guns drawn. Rebecca's pulled outside where her picture is taken. In the photo, someone's holding a white piece of paper in front of her with her name and birthday handwritten in black marker. It looks kind of like a mugshot, but instead of a cold gray room, Rebecca's standing in the sun before a tall plant with bright red flowers. She's wearing just her sheer orange wrap around her chest. Her nails are painted bubblegum pink, and her wrists are cuffed.
I wasn't scared. You know, I do really good in emergency situations. I'm the one that puts the pressure on the wound or whatever. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to the police station, can I please go get my clothes on? And I can see far away, like, camera crews, all of a sudden helicopters up above us.
Details about a sting operation involving dozens of people accused of running a brothel out of a so-called religious temple.
Exotic stories about undercover cops, sex, spirituality, and money.
We're uncovering some dirty details from the investigation of the so-called sex church.
Rebecca and 17 other people are arrested that day. And that was just the beginning.
It sunk in later. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do some jail time.
So what is the Phoenix Goddess Temple? This place with the women in G-strings and the creepy cloths and apparently a SWAT team? That depends on who you ask. For some, the temple was a spiritual home, a place set apart from the rest of the world that felt validating, safe, and freeing.
For the first time in my life, I'm being told, by being a woman, you have your own power and you have your own beauty, and this is what it is, and you're more powerful than you ever knew.
For others, it was offensive.
We've seen people on that front patio bouncing up and down on a rebounder, completely naked, doing airborne yoga.
Sacrilegious.
Instead of a brothel or a house of prostitution, they called it a church.
And illegal.
Phoenix Police Department's Vice Unit concluded a six-month-long investigation into the Goddess Temple. The owners and its employees for years have engaged in acts of prostitution under the guise of religious freedom.
This investigation was huge. In total, almost 36 people were indicted. The temple's founder, Tracy Elise, would face dozens of felony charges and decades in prison. Tracy maintained the whole time that this was her religion and that the state was infringing on her First Amendment rights.
Hi, I'm Tracy Elise, mystic mother of the Phoenix Goddess Temple. We believe at the temple that the soul is sacred and the body is holy, and that when we put the soul and the body together, that we can heal ourselves and we can find peace and love and beauty in the world.
But those in positions of power said, actually, this isn't a valid religion.
This was no more a church than Cuba is Fantasy Island.
From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, Witnessed, Mystic Mother is available now. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.